Do you feel responsible when someone around you is upset? Like you immediately have to jump in, rescue, help, smooth things over, sometimes without even being asked. Like it's so uncomfortable that you just feel like you have to take care of them. Today, we're talking about why that fixing instinct is more than just compassion, because this is coming from somebody who was a fixer, who dated guys that I had to fix. I mean, I was dating guys that didn't have bank accounts, didn't have debit cards at the time, like just things that I allowed to go on for way too long. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. Maybe you see that in your friendships, in around your family members, wherever it is, that you are going to be the one that fixes them. But at the same time, you're a little frustrated that you allow yourself to do that. Before we go any further, it is almost a deadline to get 50% off of your program, the Self-Paced Program to Overcome Negative Thought Patterns and Learn Emotional Regulation. It's called Untangle Your Thoughts. I mean, why not create a program that also is what the podcast does? So if you're tired of overthinking, the self-doubt, the emotional exhaustion, yeah, me too. I get it. Because you're trying to stay positive, but your mind keeps spiraling. The same patterns, they keep showing up again and again. And this is probably leaving you feeling stuck, worn out, and unsure of how to move forward. So this is a 6-part self-paced coaching program to help you identify and overcome the patterns that are keeping you stuck. I want you to learn simple, and I help you to learn simple, powerful tools to reframe and renew your thoughts. We get to the root of your beliefs about yourself, others, but most importantly, I want you to know that this is not about you just acquiring more information. It's so important to me for you to integrate that and apply it, which is why at the end of almost all the lessons, you get worksheets to go through, assignments, things to kind of process what you just learned. So get 50% off right now. It's only $97 with 50% off, 6-part self-paced coaching program that you get to do in your own time if you are not ready for one-on-one coaching just yet. I think if we're honest with ourselves, we might even say that being the quote-unquote fixer feels so helpful. You know, you feel like the one that everybody can count on. You see pain and you are there to make it better. And you might even feel guilty if you don't help, because this is where a lot of my clients will say, but aren't we supposed to love people? Isn't that what, you know, God commands us to do? And we really have to be so mindful of discerning why we're doing what we're doing. But what if this urge isn't just always coming from this place of love? Again, this is where discernment comes from. What if it's coming from fear? And again, this is a big topic with a lot of my clients, fear of conflict, fear of disconnection, fear of being unworthy if you can't make everything okay. And, you know, kind of like I shared a little bit in the opening about the people that I was dating. I wanted to be a fixer. I wanted to make them better. I thought that I could, you know, change them, which I think at some point every girl has probably thought at some point in her life about changing somebody. But then I think about some friendships where they might have been going through something and I felt like I had to check in and reach out to them or, you know, give them advice. And most importantly, I was like, I needed to reach out to make sure they were okay. Cause I felt like if I didn't help, if I wasn't the one reaching out, then I would feel rejection. And then I have to really confront that reality of not being wanted or not feeling good enough. And I just realized it wasn't helping me. It wasn't helping our relationship. And again, really the root of my response of wanting to fix, if I think about the boyfriends I dated, was a fear of being alone. It was a fear of not being loved. It was fear of rejection. Just feeling, again, not good enough. But when I think about it in a friendship term, it comes down to rejection. Why wasn't I good enough? And I think that when we really think about this fixing pattern, sometimes it can come from fawning, which I did a whole podcast episode. I'll link it for you as well on the trauma response of that. And I realized this more and more with my clients when we start talking about people pleasing, doing things, making sure nobody else is uncomfortable around you. And so that might make you want to solve other people's problems, to keep the peace, to avoid rejection, take on emotions that aren't yours. So you become highly aware, hyper aware of other people's discomfort and believe it's your job to eliminate it. And it's not. It's their job to regulate what's happening with them and to communicate that. Because the truth is that if we are over-functioning for others, it's often a way we avoid feeling our own discomfort. And that's where this can lead to like burnout, resentment, just things like that, where we get tied into like, where is my love tied into my performance, things like that. I kind of love this idea where Jesus never tried to fix everyone. He would always ask questions to not to everybody, but before he would heal them, he's like, do you want to be healed? You know, somebody being healed of leprosy, are you willing? Like that person asked, are you willing? He would help, he healed, he served, but he also, you know, he had boundaries. He walked away from crowds. He didn't chase people. He was often chased out of towns. You know, the town that he was raised in, they rejected him. His family rejected, like he didn't force healing on anyone. Luke 5, 15 through 16, the news about him spread all the more, but Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. So not every burden is ours to carry. And this is where we really get to see that kind of play out, that if Jesus didn't fix everyone, especially if they weren't aware or willing or wanting to, that gives us the permission to say, if Jesus didn't, I don't. Because if Jesus couldn't do it in their life right now, what makes us think that we can be the one that fixes them? We're not the Holy Spirit, and we are definitely not Jesus. So we have to kind of get to some root of those lies of, if I don't fix it, it will fall apart, because your control keeps others safe. That's kind of what it feels like. We think that their pain is our responsibility. So we believe a lie that like, we're loving people by carrying their emotions. Now, again, there can be empathy and compassion, which we are called to carry each other's burdens, which Galatians 2 or 6, 2 and 5, carry each other's burdens, for each should carry their own load. So there's a difference between burdens and loads. You're not called to carry someone else's, basically. Let's think of it as a backpack. So we want to honor others' agency and yours. Another lie is that if you stop helping, they'll leave or they're going to stop loving you. So that we've kind of believed then that all love must be earned. But the truth is, and this is a hard one, and I talk about this inside of my self-paced coaching program, but God's love is not based on performance, and neither should your relationships. Romans 8, 38 through 39, nothing can separate us from the love of God. We really have to understand this. God's love, the way that he looks at us, the way he treats us, how he disciplines us, how we work through the things, is so different on levels of how we are treated here on this earth. So we want to pause and ask, is this mine to carry? So we're coming up against somebody. We're like, oh, I'm getting this urge. I have to fix this person. I have to fix this situation. Because sometimes we just need to sit with somebody. Sometimes people don't want us to fix them, but we feel like we have to. Sometimes we just need to sit in the uncomfortable. So we need to, one, pause and ask, is this mine to carry? Then we want to pray. We want to, God, show me what's mine and show me what's yours. And the third thing, we want to protect your peace. So we might need to set a boundary, offer support without taking over, or simply listen without solving. So again, we want to pause, we want to pray, and we want to protect. Because you can show compassion without codependence. You can care without carrying it. Fixing isn't always love. And sometimes it's often a trauma pattern that you've been taught, or based on these core beliefs that you're carrying, that you have to do this, because the fawn response is real and it can train us to overfunction, to do things in relationships. Jesus modeled boundaries, and I did a podcast on that recently as well. He didn't fix everyone. And of course, he did not force it either. You are not responsible for other people's emotional healing, because God is the healer. You are not the Holy Spirit in anybody's life. I'll never forget a story that my long-term friend, Joelle, she kind of was somebody that was an intricate part of me kind of growing up in Christ. And I used to cuss all the time, like a sailor. I don't remember how much I cussed, but apparently I cussed a lot. And she told me that one time we were together, I think we were staying at a hotel or something for some kind of event, or can't remember what it was, but she had wanted to address me about how much I was cussing. And I was still a new believer. And the Holy Spirit told her in that moment that she wasn't my Holy Spirit, and to just love on me, to pray for me, to be there for me. And guess what? The Holy Spirit got a hold of me, because she loved me through it, listened, cared, didn't accept behavior, challenged me when I needed to be challenged, but did not try to fix me. And that was very pivotal for me, because she just loved me through all my craziness and dating and all the things. And so I want you to know how important it is to just love somebody without being their Holy Spirit, because I have experienced that firsthand. And I don't want you to forget, though, that it's the end of the month, and that means that my 50% off for the month of June is going away. And remember, in my coaching program, we're going to walk through how trauma has shaped relational habits, how to rewrite patterns to truth. And I talk about boundaries, setting them without guilt. So make sure you go click the link in the show notes to get 50% off, because that's the only way that you're going to be able to get the 50% off if you go to the link in the show notes, because it's only for you, my listeners, this month. As always, don't forget to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life, and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.